Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Dick Stain, Donald Trump, the motherfucking Iowa caucus shit fling, the shit toss in Iowa. Pig Dick won easily. Easily. Pig Dick, Haley, DeSantis, Ramaswamy, throwing body blows. Dick Stain, Donald Trump, the motherfucker won. Without, it was nothing. It's like Mike Tyson's second round knockout. Beat the shit out of all of them. Holy fucking shit. I cannot fucking believe it. You could hope. You could pray. You could meditate. You could do whatever the fuck you want. You can do whatever the fuck you want. But it is going to be Pig Dick Donald Trump versus Cadaver Joe Biden 2024. Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here on today's museum quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I am back from Portland. They brought out the firecrackers. They brought out the M80s. They came and then they did not come anymore. A little snow scared away my protesters in Portland. I break that down. Plus, Dick Stain, Donald Trump fucking ran the fucking Iowa caucuses into the ground with a complete domination. Speaking of domination, the NFL playoffs are in full swing. The NBA is in full swing. And me, Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior, I am in full swing with this museum quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Diggity Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go. Boom, have no fear. Biggity boom, have no fear. The Iggity I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane as we head into the halfway point of the month of January. January 2024. Oh, it's going to be a good one. We've had our eyes on you, January 2024. We've had our eyes on you, 2024, for a long time. Long, strong time. Hope everybody's feeling good. I want to give a shout out to all the fans that came to Portland. Had a fun, exciting, interesting weekend of shows in Portland. I'm Rapport Stereo Podcast. Fans were in the place to be. 1, 2, 3, in the place to be. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to all live show comings and goings. But get to everything. I just hope everybody's feeling good. We're in the winter here. I am actually in Palm Desert. I went from Portland back to California, Palm Desert. And it's not very desert-like, but it's still better than being in the fucking snow blizzard of Portland. It got fucking snowy out there. And for some reason in the state of Oregon or in the city of Portland, when it snows, they don't plow. Like, it's not a city mandated thing, or the city doesn't plow. They don't plow. They don't put the fucking salt down. So when you're driving, even for a short drive, like to the club, back to the hotel, or from the hotel to the airport, it's like slip and slide out there. I don't know why, but it's like a thing. So that's why people don't leave the house. Anyway, made it back safe. I'm in the deserts of Palm Springs, getting a little bit of sunshine. Then I'm back to New York. But let me just jump into it. I had protesters. I had actual, like, a bunch of, I'd say about 40 to 50 protesters outside my first show Friday night. And they came with the firecrackers. They came with the little sparklers. They were screaming and yelling. I got charged with genocide. They said, Michael, you can't hide. We're charging you with genocide. Michael, you can't hide. I, Michael Rappaport, the Gringo Mandingo, they charged me with genocide. And I was like, what the fuck? How did this happen? How did I come to Portland and then boom, I get charged? I get hit with a genocide charge, which I thought was hilarious. And they were out there screaming and yelling at the fans of the Gringo Mandingo. They were out there screaming and yelling at the fans of the Disruptive Warrior as they walked in. They were screaming and yelling at security, screaming and yelling at the employees of the Helium Comedy Club. These dumb fucks broke a window of the, I think it was like a, they broke a window of the wrong place. They tried to break a window of the Helium Comedy Club, and they broke a window of some business next door. But that was exciting. I got to admit, it was exciting. And then for the second show, they left. I don't know what happened. I don't know if they had to another place to go to charge somebody else with genocide, but they left after the first show. I came out after the second show. There was nobody outside. I don't know if they get tired. It seems exhausting, screaming and yelling like that. It does seem like it takes a lot of energy. Or they were only paid to protest for 1 hour, because they were out there for about an hour and 15 minutes, and then boom, the cops told me the same protesters show up for every protest, every event. My suspicion is that the protesters, that charged me, Michael Rappaport, the Gringo Mandingo, with genocide. I think they were only paid to protest for 1 hour. Because if you're really about that life, why didn't you wait till I was finished with my second show and protest me when I'm getting into my Uber? I don't know. I don't know. But the paid protesters, you know, they're really, you know, I don't know if they get paid in cash, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, but they were protesting in New York, coincidentally near where I live. This was not for giving me a protest, but they protest down York Avenue, screaming and yelling at Sloan Kettering Hospital yesterday, a cancer hospital. They were screaming and yelling, and they said, "We want the people inside. Let them hear you, the cancer patients." They were protesting cancer patients at the Sloan Kettering Hospital. Because these guys, they're all fucking class. They're all fucking class and all brains. Brains and fucking class. It's been 103 days, 103 days since October 7th. And, you know, it's... The whole situation is frustrating. The whole situation is upsetting. The whole situation is very, very surprising. Yet here we are, and we ain't going anywhere. Neither is Israel going anywhere. There's been a lot of discussion yesterday, the last few days, about Martin Luther King's stance on Israel. Yesterday was Martin Luther King's birthday. He was a Zionist. Would TikTok cancel Martin Luther King today? Is TikTok going to cancel Martin Luther King this month? You never fucking know. They celebrated Osama bin Laden not too long ago, and now they might cancel Martin Luther King. Allegedly, they might cancel Martin Luther King, but MLK is a federal holiday in the United States and the second biggest NBA day behind Christmas. There was NBA all fucking day. There was football all afternoon into the evening. The NBA trade deadline is coming up. And shit, man. Martin Luther King Day turned out to be a big fucking sports day. I mean, it felt like the entire league was playing on Martin Luther King Day, which is awesome. It's a tradition. I mean, it's built. It used to be like one game, two games. Now it looked like maybe 10, 12 games yesterday. And of course, the Buffalo Bills played the Pittsburgh Steelers in Monday night football playoffs. That game got postponed because, like in Portland, there was snow, but Buffalo snow is different than Portland snow. And big Josh Allen, Jumbo Josh, he's back. The Buffalo fucking Bills are doing their thing. But it's exciting time for sports. Obviously, it's exciting time for the NFL. NFL playoff football is, it's a different fucking animal. Everything just gets a little tighter. No Bruno. Everything gets a little, the cream is rising to the top. But the NBA trade line is happening. Friend of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, Pascal Siakam, looked like he's getting traded from Toronto. We don't know where, but Dallas, Sacramento are in the hunt. It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, the fucking Lakers, the Thunder, the Kings, the Knicks, the Magic are all looking to make trades. The Hawks, the Warriors, the Hornets, the Raptors are all looking to make trades. The NBA is fantastic. I'm starting to think that that NBA in-season tournament was the worst thing that could have ever happened to the Lakers, because like I said, they look like shit since that tournament. I think teams like the Celtics, the Sixers, the Wolves, the fucking Timberwolves, and the Nuggets, they ain't going to do anything. A team I've been enjoying watching is the Jazz. The Utah Jazz have won 9 of their last 10 games quietly. Talk about underground tunnels. The Utah Jazz have won 9 of their last 10. That team is a misfit island of made-up cohesion. They're good. They're a bunch of players that other teams didn't want to pay, so they fucking play hard. They play together. And like I said, 9 out of 10, Lauri Markkanen, aka the finisher, huh? Superstar Colin Sexton playing like a bull. The young bull is playing like a bull. Jordan Clarkson could be sixth man of the year again. And people forget that that home court advantage in Utah, that elevation, is almost like playing in Denver. I love to, yo, the Utah Jazz are no fucking jokes. The Knicks have 12 of their next 14 games at home, and they need it. They need Jalen Brunson. Jalen, the bull Brunson, plays like a fucking bull. They need him healthy. OG has been great, but he doesn't give enough scoring if Randall's having an off night. And Randall, like, what's up with your medication, man? That fucking guy is, you don't know what the fuck you're going to get with him mentally. But I think they could use another big man. They're good, but they ain't good enough yet. The Knicks are good, but they are not good enough yet for championship primetime. Although they could make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, but it's still early. It's not early, but it is early. So many different things could happen with injuries in the NBA, and that's why it's so fucking fun to watch. It is so fun to watch the young NBA, new names, new faces, old places being revitalized. I love to fucking see it. And before I keep going with the NBA, new faces, new places, I had to cancel my shows in Royal Oak, Michigan. And I'm going to be fully transparent with you guys, the listeners of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. So this club in Royal Oak, Michigan, had been communicating with my agents about possible protest. Allegedly, there was a big protest at this club for something else. Obviously, it didn't have something to do with me. And these protests are all in regard to me supporting Israel and talking shit and talking about and calling it as I see it with Hamas. These motherfuckers want to protest anything. They want to protest anything. So allegedly there was a big protest in Royal Oak at this club or around this club, and it got fucking, you know, out of control. Not that it was, whatever. What I learned from Portland is it costs money. It costs money when the police need to show up. Anyway, this club decided to cancel my shows without talking to my agents on Sunday. They canceled my shows in Michigan without talking to my agents this past Sunday. Obviously, my agents weren't happy about that. I wasn't happy about that. They talked about security concerns, bah, 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 bah. So we're rescheduling. I mean, it's a long story and a short story. We're rescheduling my shows in Michigan at Royal Oak, thinking about doing a theater one night in a bigger venue. It was not handled in a good way. It wasn't handled in a proper business way. People are freaked out. I don't know how all this is going to play out in regards to letting these protesters disrupt shit, especially in the name of Hamas. There is not a genocide going on. I am not committing genocide. Israel is not committing genocide. If you spend any amount of time learning and just trying to get the basic understanding of how we got here, where we're going, and just sort of educating yourself, you'll understand what the fuck is going on. I mean, it's very, 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 very simple. There was a ceasefire on October 7th. You guys know the fucking story. I don't even need to get into it. Anyway, my shows in Michigan, unfortunately, they're canceled. They're going to be rescheduled in Royal Oak. It's going to be done. You know, I got shows coming up that are not being canceled. And, you know, you just got to keep on keeping on. It's new territory for me. I've never fucking been protested. I've never had clubs be protested. You know, they didn't do it right. I am performing in Jersey the 26th, two shows at the Vogel in Red Bank, New Jersey, the 26th coming up. It's going to be dope. Two shows in Jersey, which I'm looking forward to. Home crowd. And then I am performing in Miami two nights at the Miami Improv, where I've performed two other times. I love that club. Obviously, I love Miami, especially in the fucking winter. Jesus fucking Christ. The Miami Improv. I am performing there on, hold on. I am performing at the Miami Improv the 8th and the 9th. And then I am performing again in Jersey the 10th at another place. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. But my next shows are the 26th in Red Bank, New Jersey, at the Vogel, and then the 8th and the 9th in Miami at the Miami Improv. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. Listen, it is what it is. We move on. The agents will deal with the ramification. I'm not going to say anything about breaching contracts. I'm not going to say anything about not breaching contracts. I'm going to just say that can't stop, won't stop. Kiggity can't stop, won't stop. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
The Clippers fucking pivot, have won 8 of their last 10 games. They gave Kawhi Leonard an extension for 3 years, $150 million fucking dollars. $50 million a year for the next 3 years. That's like shoebox money for Steve Ballmer. Motherfucker keeps that in a shoebox. But that's a lot of fucking cash. I hope this fucking guy could stay healthy. Because the incredible shrinking James Harden, he's coming to play out in L.A. And 8 of the last 10 games ain't nothing to scoff at. Kawhi has played 35 of their first 39 games. So he's been more durable. He's still fucking young. He's still Kawhi Leonard. And when he's playing, Kawhi Leonard basketball, he's definitely a top 10 player in the league. The Clippers are moving into a new arena soon. I think it's next year. I'm sure that place is going to be sick. So this is a put up or shut up year for the Clippers with all that talent. There's so much fucking talent in the NBA. And you know what I've been doing? These prop bets, player prop bets. Now, I don't know where everybody's listening from, okay? Some places you can bet, some places you can't bet. I'm traveling all over the fucking place. I forget, the other day I was trying to put, I don't know where I was. Wasn't in Portland. But I like these prop bets. You bet on a player, mostly overs or unders, on how many points some will score on any given night. And it makes it fun because you're not just rooting for a team. You're rooting for a guy to get buckets or to not get buckets. It's a fun thing to do. The NBA is fantastic. NBA always will be fantastic. And you know where, if you want to make money, if you want to make that skrilla, okay, you got to go to CaptainPicks.com, okay? CaptainPicks.com. As of the recording of this podcast, okay, halfway through the month of January 2024, us at Captain Picks is up plus 17.3 units in pregame and live betting picks for the NBA. That's cash, bitch. That's cash, bitch. That means if you're betting 100 units, you're up $1,730 in 14 days. We're offering 20% off our single sport basketball package. That's $40 a week for the entire season. Go to CaptainPicks.com and select a single sport basketball plan and use the promo code PROPS, P-R-O-P-S, at checkout. Okay? PROPS, P-R-O-P-S. At checkout at CaptainPicksDiggity.com. Kiggity CaptainPicksDiggity.com. Rolls right off the tongue and a lot of fun. What else is going on? As I told you, that fucking Buffalo Bills game was, I think it was going to be on Saturday. Yeah, it was going to be on Saturday. They had to push that shit to Monday. Buffalo snow is no fucking joke, but it was nuts. Saturday, Houston sent Joey Flacco, who I was rooting for. I wanted to see Joey do well just because, you know, he's fucking Joey Flacco, Joe Cool. But they sent them in the city of Cleveland packing. C.J. Stroud, who looks like he's 19 years old, played very well and did not look like a rookie. Now we got the Texans at the Ravens, which is going to be a lot of fun. The Chiefs, they crushed the fucking Dolphins in freezing cold Kansas City. And Taylor Swift, Jesus Christ. Stay in the hotel. You just started dating this guy. You actually got 5 kids with fucking Travis Kelce. I mean, Jesus Christ. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I don't understand her, the Swifties, her jackets, her dancing. The whole fucking thing is just obnoxious. But Mahomed, and, the Chiefs, this is the time of year where they thrive. And obviously, Miami had a bunch of injuries, but I did expect them to do better. Now, Miami's got to decide if they want to pay Tua or find a new quarterback. I think they should pay him. They have to fucking pay Tua. I fuck with Tua. He proved me wrong, Tua. And then on Sunday, the Packers pounded. I mean, the Packers deep-dicked Jerry Jones and the Cowboys right out of the playoffs. I did not see that coming in that way. I would not be shocked if their head coach, Mike McCarthy, gets replaced. Jerry Jones looked like he wanted to fucking jump off the fucking top of fucking Jerry's World after that, which was, I love seeing him suffer. I love seeing all things Dallas Cowboy fan related, suffer a disaster for Dallas to lose. But Jordan Love and the Packers, they beat the shit out of them. They looked good and they beat the shit out of them. And then Matthew Stafford and the Rams went into the D. No, Bruno. They went into the D, put up a great fight, great game with Puka, Nacua, but they fell short. That was a good game. And I'm happy for the fucking Detroit Lions. I told you, I just watched that Barry Sanders documentary. It's really good. It's on like Amazon or some shit like that. There was a big controversy. They had a football, one of those games was on Peacock. Just put the fucking games on NBC, CBS, or Fox. It's a fucking playoff football. You got the shit on Peacock? That's for me to watch Housewives. I got Peacock strictly to watch Housewives. If you're not a Housewife person, you probably don't have Peacock. I don't think it's fair to have NFL football on streaming apps. Regular season games is fine, but playoff games, let the fans watch the games. It's not right. I mean, it's business. It is business, but I just think it's not fair. The fans deserve to be able to watch the games for free, especially come playoff time. And on Monday night, Big Josh and the Bills, like I said, were on that bully ball, beat the Steelers, and then the fucking Eagles went out with a whimper at the hands of Baker fucking Mayfield. Salute Baker fucking Mayfield, another guy. I thought he was fucking done. That motherfucker's resilient. You could say what you want about Baker Mayfield. He's back. They beat the fucking Eagles. Who do I hate more? The Dallas Cowboys or the Eagles? Fuck, that's tough. That is tough. I'd love to do a consensus, like a poll in New York, and ask New York football fans, who do you hate more? I know Giants fans... Man, that's tough. That's a tough, tough call. I don't know. That's tough. But they did it. And like I said, Baker Mayfield, no one would have thought. I thought he was fucking dead and gone. But that motherfucker's got heart. He's got talent. And he's resilient. The playoffs have been fun. I mean, it almost doesn't seem right that these teams are going home. But them is the breaks. Dem is the motherfucking breaks. It's such a long NFL season, 18 weeks with 1 week bye, and poof, you lose and you're in Tahiti somewhere. This Saturday, we got the Texans at the Ravens, followed by the Packers at the 49ers. Sunday, we got the Buccaneers at the Lions, the Chiefs at the fucking Bulls. The Super Bowl will be in Vegas. The big game will be in Vegas for the first time. That's going to be a fucking nut house. That is going to be a fucking nut house. But Sin City, they got the big fucking game. And right now, Baltimore, San Francisco, those are my picks. But it's anybody's NFL playoffs as of now. I could tell you who's not worried about competition. I could tell you who is not worried about any other teams is Dick Stain, Donald Trump. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com. Dick Stain Donald Trump, the motherfucking Iowa caucus shit fling, the shit toss in Iowa. Pig Dick won easily. Easily. Pig Dick, Haley, DeSantis, Ramaswamy throwing body blows. Dick Stain Donald Trump, the motherfucker won without, it was nothing. It's like Mike Tyson's second round knockout. Beat the shit out of all of them. Holy fucking shit. I cannot fucking believe it. You could hope. You could pray. You could meditate. You could do whatever the fuck you want. You can do whatever the fuck you want. But it is going to be Pig Dick Donald Trump versus Cadaver Joe Biden 2024. You could try to wrap your head around it however the fuck you want, but that is what it is going to be. I mean, it is going to be a blowout, no Bruno, for Dick Stain Donald Trump in the Republican Party, which shows and says so much about where politics are at in this country. It's, the shit is crazy. But I want to sign off with some positivity and a little meditation. Breathe with me, you fucks. Breathe, you fuck you. No matter who. No matter who is getting under your skin, I don't care if it's real life, fake life, no matter who is getting under your skin, no matter what kinds of fucking roadblocks you have in your way, whether they're real or imaginary, make sure you keep moving. Make sure you keep breathing and make sure you never, ever, ever stop fucking believing in yourself. Never, ever, ever stop believing in yourself. Never stop believing in your ideas. Never stop believing in your dreams. Never stop believing in your thoughts. Never stop believing in yourself. Trust your gut
instinct. Sometimes your mind, my mind, our minds will get cloudy. Sometimes those voices in your head, sometimes those voices in my head, I'm talking to you guys, I am talking with you guys. Sometimes those voices in our fucking head are confusing. They are doubting. They are overwhelming. Take a minute. Take 2 minutes. Take 5 minutes. Take 20 minutes. Take however many minutes you need to breathe. Get yourself balanced and do not stop believing. Do not stop believing in yourself, your thoughts, your ideas, your dreams, your hopes, your goals, and your aspirations. Stay safe, you fucks. Stay strong, you fucks. Keep your head on a swivel, you fucks you. And most importantly, in whatever way it means, stay disruptive. My name is the Gringo Mandingo. My name is Michael Rappaport. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take me out of here with something real nice, yes. Take me out of here with something real loud, yes. But most importantly, end this puppy with something real funky. It's I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.